A weekend encounter with a brown bear on the Kasilof River left a Kenai man with just minor scrapes and bruises and his family unharmed. But the encounter was a terrifying one. KDLL's Shaylin Cochran spoke with Toby Burke for a first-hand account of what happened.
As a wildlife technician on the Kenai Wildlife Refuge, Toby Burke has spent plenty of time out where the bears are. He knows all the rules. But he admits he was lucky this past weekend when he was with his wife and three children near the mouth of the Kasilof River. He was out doing some surveys on shorebirds. They first saw the bear from about a quarter mile away, and Toby says he hoped a nearby ATV would shoo it out of the area. They watched it walk into some sand dunes.
We're looking, didn't see it. At that point, we're like, should we move toward our van or just go back north? And we're just getting ready to turn back north when the bear popped up over the dunes immediately near us, about 50 or 60 feet away. My daughter said, "Dad, the bear's right here."
The bear was only about 50 or 60 feet away.
We immediately stopped, and I said, "Well, I guess we're not going down to the mouth. We're going to just stop right here. Let's watch and see what the bear does, see if the bear avoids us."
It did not.
We got into a relatively tight group, kind of arm's length, try to make us look like one large big animal, waving arms, clapping, hollering at the bear. And then at one moment, it kind of clicked with the bear and it just started to bound toward us.
At that point, Burke put himself between the bear and his family and deployed the only weapon he had, a tripod with a scope for viewing birds.
So I shoved the tripod, kind of used it almost like a jousting or punji stick. And I remember that the scope, I actually shoved it into the bear's mouth. So I remember the bear actually clamping down on the scope. And it wasn't very long before the bear just swiped and severed the scope from the tripod. But what that did leave, it left a very sharp piece of metal, almost like a punji stick. So then I was literally stabbing the bear with that jagged piece of metal.
That kept the bear away for a while, but eventually,
as the scope was kind of collapsing, it's getting closer to me, and then it swatted the tripod out of my hands, and then it was putting a arm up and just trying to keep him off my body.
Now, a couple things. It was a pretty chilly day, so Toby was wearing a thick coat and long sleeves, and the bear turned out to be relatively old, maybe in its mid-20s, so its teeth were a little worn down.
I can remember the crushing sensation of its vice-like jaws on my arm, and I do remember at the time, you know, stupid thoughts go through your head, and I go, you know, I think this bear's going to break my arm. But it eventually released, and, you know, people say, well, how did the bear eventually, you know, as I say, just by the grace of God, I wouldn't have been able to keep the bear at bay for much longer.
Jeff Selinger is the area biologist for Fish and Game who got the first look at the animal after troopers put it down. He says that behavior could be explained by a number of things, including its age.
There's indications, you know, I'm not saying it occurred, but there's indications that this bear may have been chased around by an individual in a truck prior to this taking part. So, you know, we don't have all the answers of why the bear did the behavior that it did, but it definitely is not a normal type of behavior you would expect out of a brown bear.
In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.